Hello. Someone stepped out of the darkness in front of her. She gasped and almost dropped her wand.
You were expecting me, weren't you?
Death looked down at her. She knew it was Death, because he looked exactly as she had imagined him. She didn't know why she'd assumed Death would be a he, but his voice was masculine, deep and almost pleasant in tone.
You're staring,
said Death. Sorry. She kept staring.
So, what do I look like?
Don't you know what you look like? Alexandra was having trouble not stammering.
Of course I know what I look like,
Death replied.
But I don't know what I look like to you.
Beneath the black cowl, a gleaming white skull tilted slightly.
If I had to guess, though, I would guess a skeleton in a robe. You seem the type.
In his long black robe, he appeared to be standing before her with his hands behind his back. Alexandra nodded. Yes, that's right.
I thought so.
Death regarded her with a frozen grin.
Do you find me frightening?
A little, I guess, Alexandra swallowed. Who were those children?
Spirits of the dead, of course.
Ghosts who can't leave?
Anyone can leave,
Death said.
But sometimes they would rather stay here.
Death tilted his head, and Alexandra could hear singing again, faintly.
Ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
I'm rather fond of that tune,
Death said. It's about the Black Death, right? Alexandra said. When you killed all those people in Europe.
I didn't kill anyone. Yersinia Pestis was responsible for that. And wherever did you hear that that song was about the Black Death? Nonsense. It's just a nursery rhyme. It changes over time. Every child that comes here seems to know a different version. Why are you here?
It took Alexandra a moment to catch up to the abrupt shift in the conversation with Death's question. My name is Alexandra Quick, she said. And I've come from my brother.
Ah,
Death said, in a long, drawn-out way.
I've been expecting you.
You have? She blinked. Death nodded.
You've come to bargain for your brother's life.
Yes. She felt elation and astonishment. Can you return him to life? Can you bring him back? Death didn't answer immediately. Alexandra tried to suppress a shiver. Her eyes darted left and right, but there was still nothing around them but the circle of light shed by her wand and pitch-black darkness beyond.
It's been quite a while since someone came riding to my abode on a Thestral. It used to be that I could scarcely go half a century without someone dropping by, but I don't get many visitors nowadays.
She felt the power's eyes on her, even though there were no eyes in those blank sockets.
I don't think I've ever been visited by one so young. You're either a very foolish and reckless child, or very determined.
Maybe both, Alexandra said quietly.
Indeed. I almost never let visitors return to the land of the living, you know.
You said anyone can leave.
Not alive.
Alexandra swallowed again. Can you send my brother back to the land of the living? Death withdrew his arms from behind his back to fold them in front of his chest, letting the sleeves of his black robe hang down almost to the floor. Alexandra saw a flash of white bone before the hands disappeared back into them.
Perhaps I can,
Death said.
But why should I?
Alexandra took a breath, or at least tried to. She wasn't sure she was actually breathing. I've brought an offering.
An offering?
Death's tone of voice suggested that if he had eyebrows, he would be raising one now. I have an obol. Alexandra reached into her pocket and took out her obol. She handed it to the skeletal figure. One of Death's bony hands emerged from his robe and received it.
An obol,
Death repeated slowly, turning the coin over in his hand.
An obol is the price of your passage. But you see, someone must die to create an obol. I gain nothing by returning the life already forfeit in exchange for a life already paid.
She felt death stare upon her, despite his lack of eyes.
I'm not some ferryman to be bribed.
Someone must die to create an oval. Alexandra stared at the coin. What do you want for my brother's life?
What do you offer me?
She frowned. I'll serve you.
Serve me?
Death made a wide, sweeping gesture with his other hand.
Doing what? Sweeping my hole?
And suddenly they were back in the grand stone hallway, with fearsome six-armed demons carved in stone on either side of them.
What do I need servants for?
I'll do anything you want. I'll bring you anything.
Only a very foolish and reckless child uses words like anything.
Death held up a hand before she could answer.
No matter. What do you imagine that you can do for me or bring me Alexandra quick?
I don't know. Alexandra felt frustration and anger. You must want something. You wouldn't even be talking to me if there wasn't something I could offer you unless you're just toying with me. She wasn't sure if she could cry here, but she was beginning to feel like she was going to. Do you want me to beg? I'll beg.
I am not a prideful power. Groveling does not amuse me.
Alexandra held up her wand. Will you let Maximilian return to life if I beat you in a duel? Death's laughter was cold.
Are you still telling tales about challenging me to a duel? You're a mortal in the lands beyond, and I am the most deadly power. If I want you to die...
Death wiggled a finger, and Alexandra felt a chill that seemed to stop her heart for an instant.
I only accept challenges from visitors who offend me. Do not delude yourself, child.
She was becoming desperate. How about chess?
I only play one game at a time.
She heard the amusement in his voice and became angry. Death was toying with her now. She was sure of it. After everything she'd done to get here, it was all just a joke to the deathly power. She wanted to scream. Instead, she took a deep breath. What if I stay and you let Maximilian go? Death stood quietly for a moment, studying her.
A life for a life. You are willing to sacrifice yourself in exchange for your brother.
She'd known it might come down to this. She'd been prepared for it, but staring it in the face was still daunting enough to make her hesitate. Oh, Anna, I'm sorry. Mom, Julia. Yes, she whispered. Take me. Death's empty eye sockets stared at her.
I do believe you mean it. You are willing to die for your brother.
He died for me, she said softly.
Headstrong, determined child indeed. But no, I can already have you if I choose to take you. You tried to cheat me, Alexandra Quick.
What? She opened her mouth in protest. Cheat you? How?
In all my days, no one has ever tried to bribe me with a fake oboe before.
What? Alexandra was wide-eyed and confused now.
Did you really think the most deadly power would be fooled by a glamour charm?
He opened his hand, and Alexandra saw that the coin lying in his skeletal palm had changed. It was no longer the ancient, faded coin that Darla had given her. It was now the familiar gold of Confederation coinage. The seal of the Confederation was stamped on one side, and as Death turned it over, she saw an engraved pigeon on the other. She was so stunned, she was unable to speak for a moment. Death flipped the coin into the air, caught it, and chuckled, making a hollow, eerie sound.
You're lucky that I have a sense of humor. I will make a bargain with you.
A bargain? Alexandra's mind was still reeling in shock and confusion.
A life for a life.
Death closed his fist around the coin again.
Give this coin to someone else, and your brother will return to you.
He extended his arm and opened his hand, holding the coin out to her. She took it, trying not to let her fingertips touch Death's hand. I don't understand.
Your erstwhile oval is now a deadly token. A rare gift from me to a child whose audacity amuses me.
She stared at the coin in her hand. It still looked like an ordinary pidge. What happens to the person I give the coin to?
A life for a life,
Death said.
That is the bargain.
Wait, you mean whoever I give this to will die? She looked up at Death. I can't do that.
Really, a moment ago you said you would do anything.
And a voice in her head said, you did say anything. You told your father that too. You said you'd perform dark arts, sacrifice yourself, do anything he asked to bring Maximilian back. She swallowed. I don't want to sacrifice someone else. Her voice became pleading. Why can't you take me?
Because,
Death said, and its voice lost some of its harshness.
That is not the way it works.
She shook her head. What is this, some kind of test? I won't kill someone.
That is up to you.
Death shrugged. You're cruel, she said angrily.
Often,
Death nodded. She sniffed. Perhaps she could cry in this place. Can I talk to him? Death shook his head. His hands were clasped together beneath the sleeves of his robe again, and his head was inclined forward so that she could only see a glimpse of his skull and the darkness beneath his cowl. Please, she begged.
No.
Death's tone was so final, Alexandra closed her mouth and stood there, trembling a little.
Goodbye, Alexandra Quick,
Death said.
I will not see you again before your time.
And she was standing alone in the darkness.